God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whoever believes in him will not die but have everlasting life. Hello to all who are listening. My name is Miss Jocelyn. Welcome to episode 2 of Save My Soul. We will present another gospel presentation designed to save a soul, perhaps your own soul. So there happens to be a conversation that takes place between two people. Maybe they are college students or co-workers or teens or young adults. Whichever the case may be, they are becoming acquainted with each other at a festival. And one of the individuals is a believer in Christ. The other person is unsure or confused about what she believes, but she admires the artwork on this believer's t-shirt. And so this sparks the conversation between the two of them. And now, let's begin the presentation.
I like that t-shirt. Where did you get it?
A friend of mine gave it to me when I got saved at a convention last year.
Saved? Like saved from what?
What do you mean saved from what?
Okay, so I meant to say, how did you get saved?
So do you really want to know?
Yes, I really want to know. Does it have anything to do with what's on your t-shirt?
Kind of, sort of. It's not so much the design on the shirt, but it's more about what the colors stand for. Okay, so you know who God is, right?
Let's just say I know of him, but I don't know that much about him. I know that there's a God, okay?
Same here. I didn't know that much about him either until a friend of mine broke it down to me. So check this out. And don't focus on the cool design. Let's just focus on the colors and what they stand for. The gold color represents the one and only true God. He created everything that's good and perfect, but his most special creation is people like me and you. God lives in heaven, and that's a place that we know is known for its streets of gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible, I learned that he's preparing a place for us in heaven if we want to make heaven our choice.
Seriously? I heard he was perfect, so why would a perfect God want us to be in heaven with him?
Well, it's simple. Because he loves you. He loves us. You don't have to take my word for it. It's in the Bible, in John 3:16. For God so loved the world. You are a part of this world, therefore he loves you. And the Bible says that God wants for all the people, all of his people, to be saved. But that's not his choice. That's our choice as to whether we believe in him and about him. And God will never force you to believe in him, because he is pro-choice in one way and pro-life in another way.
Okay, so how can he be pro-life and pro-choice at the same time?
Because God definitely wants you and everybody else to live forever with him in heaven. That's pro-life. But he has left that choice up to you. That's pro-choice. Anyway, God is holy, and he's also perfect. This means that he has never done anything wrong, and he has never made any mistakes, and he never will. Since he is holy, there is one thing that he will never tolerate in heaven.
Oh, yeah? And what's that?
This concludes part one of the gospel truth. Tune in to the next episode to discover the truth about what God does not allow in heaven. Until then, may God bless, keep, and save your soul.